Allah ta'ala an. I said to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that my affairs are in your control, marry me to whom you please. Now that I had been divorced and I had to sit in iddah, a period of waiting after divorce, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to me, intaqili ila ummi shariq, go and sit in iddah in the house of ummi shariq radiallahu ta'ala an. Now that I had been divorced and I had to sit in iddah, a period of waiting after divorce, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to me, intaqili ila ummi shariq, go and sit in iddah in the house of ummi shariq radiallahu ta'ala an. Ummi shariq radiallahu ta'ala anha was a very rich woman from amongst the Ansar and a very charitable woman. First of all, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told me to spend my days of iddah in the house of ummi shariq radiallahu ta'ala an. Thereafter, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam changed his mind and said, كَلَا تَفْعَلِي إِنَّ أُمَّ شَرِيكِ إِمْرَأَةٌ كَثِيرَةٌ ضِيفَانٌ فَإِنِّي أَكْرَهُ أَنْ يَسْكُدَ عَنْكَ خِمَارُكَ أَوْ يَنْكَشِفَ الثَّوْبَ السَّاقِيكَ فَيَرَى الْقَوْمُ مِنْكَ بَعْضَ مَا تَكْرَحِينَ. That don't spend the days of Idda in Umm Shariq's house, as Umm Shariq is frequently visited by guests, and I fear that your head may become uncovered, or some part of your body may become uncovered, and strangers see what you would wish them not to see. Go and sit in Iddah in your cousin Abdullah ibn Umm Maktoum's house. She said, I went and sat in Iddah, spent the days of waiting in the house of Abdullah ibn Umm Maktoum. فَلَمَّا انْقَضَ الْإِدَّةِ سَمِعْتُ نِدَاعِ الْمُنَادِي مُنَادِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ يُنَادِي الصَّلَاةُ جَامِعَةٌ. She says, when my iddah finished, came to an end, I heard the call of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam call out, كَالصَّلَاةُ جَامِعَةٌ. O people, it is time for prayers. O people, it is time for salah. Come to the masjid for salah. فَخَرَجْتُ عَلَى الْمَسْجِدِ فَصَلَّيْتُ مَعَ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. On hearing this call, she says, I went to the masjid, فَصَلَّيْتُ مَعَ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ, and I prayed behind the Holy Prophet صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ. فَلَمَّا قَضَى رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ صَلَاتَهُ جَلَسَ عَلَى الْمِنْبَرِ وَهُوَ يَضْحَكُ فَقَالَ لَيَلْزَمْ كُلُّ إِنْسَانٍ مُصَلَّى. When the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam finished offering his prayers, he sat on the minbar, the pulpit, and began to smile. And he said to the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in, لَيَلْزَمْ كُلُّ إِنْسَانٍ مُصَلَّى, that everyone remains seated. Nobody has permission to go home to their houses, to their wives, or to work. Everyone must remain seated. Thereafter, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam addressed the Sahaba, أَتَذْرُونَ لِمَا جَمَعْتَكُمْ وَصَحَابَ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ تَعَلَىٰ عَنْ مَجْمَعِينَ. Do you know why I have made you gather like this today and made you assemble and have not given you permission to go home to your wife or to your work? The Sahaba رَضِيَ اللَّهُ تَعَلَىٰ عَنْ replied, كَاللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ عَلَىٰ, that Allah and Allah's Messenger knows best why He has not given us permission to go to our families or to our work and has made us assemble in the masjid like this. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, كَوَاللَّهِ مَا جَمَعْتُكُمْ لِرَغْبَةٍ وَلَا لِرَحْبَةٍ وَلَكِنْ جَمَعْتُكُمْ لِأَنَّ تَمِيمَ الدَّارِ كَانَ رَجُلًا نَصْرَانِيًّا فَجَاءَ فَبَايَ وَأَسْلَمْ وَحَدَّثَنِي حَدِيثًا وَافَقَ الَّذِي كُنْتُ أَحَدِّثُكُمْ بِهِ الْمَسِيحِ الدَّجَّالِ. That I have not called you for fear or for hope. I have made you assemble today and I have gathered you inside the masjid today and not given you permission to go to your houses. As Salim Dari radiallahu ta'ala anhu, a Christian, came to me, embraced Islam, and he made bay'ah, and then he told me a story about the Dajjal, which agrees with the account that I had given you about the Dajjal, which agrees with the story that I had told you about the Dajjal. This is what made the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam happy. That his story agreed with the story of the Salim Dari radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Thereafter, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam began to relate this story to the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu ajma'in. He said, حدثني أنه ركب في سفينة بحرية مع 30 رجل من لخم وجزام. Then Medari radiallahu ta'ala told me that he embarked on a ship with 30 other people from the tribe of Lakhm and Juzam. فلعب بهم الموج شهر في البحر ثم أرفعوا إلى جزيرة في البحر إلى مغرب الشمس. Due to the bad conditions and bad weather, he says that they had been tossed by the waves for over a month. After a month, when the waves and the weather calmed down, they found that they had been thrown near an island at the time of sunset. فجلسوا في أقرب السفينة فدخلوا الجزيرة. But they sat in a small side boat and entered this island. فلقيتم دابة أهل كثير الشعب لا يدرون ما قبله من دبره من كثرة الشعب. To their surprise, an extraordinary beast met them when they entered the island. This beast was covered with hair. It had so much hair that they could not tell where its face was and where its back was, due to the amount of hair this beast had on its body. On seeing this extraordinary beast, they said, "Waylak ma anta? Watery, what are you?" He replied, "Ka'ana al-jassat," that I am the jassata, that I am the spy. This beast then said to him, "Intaliku ila hadha rajul fi al-din, fa'innahu ila khabrikum bil ashwar." Go to the monastery. There is a man waiting for you in the monastery. He is eager to know the information you bring. Hazrat Amim Dari radiallahu ta'ala says, كَلَمَّا سَمَّتْ لَنَا رَجُلًا فَرِكْنَا مِنْهَا أَنْ تَكُونَ شَيْطَانًا. When this beast named a person for us, we began to fear this beast, lest this beast be the devil itself. But فَانْتَلَكْنَا سِرَاءً حَتَّى دَخَلْنَا الدِّيرَ. Fearing this beast, we hurriedly went on and entered the monastery. فَإِذَنْ فِيهَا أَعْظَمُ إِنْسَانٍ رَأَيْنَاهُ كَدُّ خَلْقًا وَأَشَدُّهُ وَثَاقَةً مجموعة يداه إلى أنقه ما بين ركبتيه إلى كعبيه بالحديد. To our surprise, we found a huge human being inside. Never ever have we ever seen this man before. He was firmly tied. His hands were firmly tied to his neck, and the area between his kneecap and ankles was tied with chains. Now this person that they had seen was the Dajjal. As the remainder and the final part of the hadith clearly indicates, now the beast that they saw, which was covered with hair, and so much hair that they could not tell where its face was and where its back was. Some ulama of the Ahl Sunnah say that this beast that spies for the Dajjal, and which was seen by the Tamim Dari radiallahu ta'ala anhu and others on the same island as the Dajjal, is the beast of the end of time, is the beast which is going to appear and emerge before Qiyamah and talk to the people and put a mark on everybody's face. This is the beast that is referred to in the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is a third opinion. The fourth opinion regarding the beast is that the beast to come before the end of time is the young of the she-camel of Hazrat Salih alayhi salam. Let me briefly explain this opinion to you. The people of Thamud lived a very long time ago, a couple of hundred years after the Prophet Nuh alayhi salam, and were the heirs of the ark. There were Amazons who lived in a place called Hijr, which was between Tabuk and Hijaz, and today it is known as Madain-e-Salih in the north of Arabia. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed the people of Thamud in provision and livelihood. Their land was beautiful, green, fertile, and full of gardens, running rivers and springs. Allah had also blessed these people with intelligence and skill. The Quran says, وَكَانُوا يَنْحِدُونَ مِنَ الْجِبَالِ بِيُوتًا آمِنِينَ وَثَمُودَ الَّذِينَ جَابُوا صَخْرَ بِالْوَادِ. The people of Thamud skillfully worked stones as others mined, Yusuf want. They could carve beautiful and spacious houses out of mountains. The remains of stone can be seen today and exist to this very day. They painted colorful pictures on the walls which looked as fresh as if the spring had brought them out. Though Allah had given them all these blessings and all these ni'mas, they were still ungrateful, as they did not believe in Allah and they rejected Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah had made them the master of stone. They chose to be the slave of stone as they began to carve idols from stone with their bare hands and then began to bow in front of these same idols. In these circumstances, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent a messenger to them, like he sent a messenger to the communities before them that had deviated from the Sirati Mustaqim and the teachings of the Prophet. Allah ordered Salih from amongst them and sent him as a messenger to the people of Thamud to bring them out of darkness to light and convey the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As the Salih alayhi salam said to them, يَا قَوْمِ اِقْبَلُوا اللَّهَ مَا لَكُمْ مِنْ إِلَهِ غَيْرُهُ هُوَ أَنْشَأَكُمْ مِنَ الْأَرْضِ وَاسْتَعْمَرَكُمْ فِيهَا فَاسْتَغْفِرُوهُ ثُمَّ تُوبُوا إِلَيْهِ إِنَّ رَبِّي قَرِيبٌ مَجِيبٌ. O my people, worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as Allah is the only and one and only God worthy of worship. There is no God besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is the originator and creator of mankind, the supreme sovereign. It was Allah who created you from the earth and inhabited you in the earth. So seek forgiveness for your sins and do not worship these idols. Turn to Allah and worship Allah. Allah is the nay and grantor. But the people of Thamud, like the communities before them, would reply, Ya Saleh, kal kunta fina marjoon qabla hada atadhana an na'buda ma ya'budu aba'una wa innana lafi shakkin mimma tad'una ilayhi murid. O Saleh, we had great hope in you that in future you will become a saint. You used to be such a noble and sensible youth. Everyone thought that you will prove a source of inspiration for the rising nation and will lead the rising nation to the ancestral religion. But to our surprise, you have all of a sudden begun to talk of strange and weird things. You have begun to speak nonsense. You forbid us to worship those idols which our forefathers have been worshipping for years and years. This can never happen. My brothers and sisters, they rejected the call. They did not believe in Allah, but Salih alayhi salam did not give up. He kept on calling them with wisdom and with an open heart. The Quran relates the story of Salih alayhi salam. The Quran says that Salih alayhi salam said to them, إِذْ قَالَ لَهُمْ أَخُوهُمْ صَالِحٌ أَلَا تَتَّقُونَ. O people, do you not fear Allah? إِنِّي لَكُمْ رَسُولٌ عَمِينٌ. I am a trustworthy messenger to you. فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَأَطِيعُونَ. So fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and follow me as I am the messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمَا أَسْأَلُكُمْ عَلَيْهِ مِنْ أَجْرٍ إِنْ أَجْرِيَ إِلَّا عَلَىٰ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. And I do not ask you for a wage, as my return is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. أَتُطْرَقُونَ فِي مَا هَاهُنَ آمِنِينَ فِي جَنَّاتٍ وَعُيُونَ وَزُرُوعٍ وَنَخْلٍ طَلْهَا عَدِيدٍ. Do you think that you will remain in these luxuries and comforts forever? And you shall enjoy these pleasures? And that you will remain in these gardens and in these springs and rivers and in these fields forever? وَتَنْحِتُونَ مِنَ الْجِبَالِ بِيُوتًا فَارِحِينَ. And you will never be expelled from these great houses that you carve out from mountains? This can never happen, as you will all die and you will all pay the price for your sins. So فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَاتِّقُونَ. Fear Allah now. Fear while there is still time. And follow me as I am the messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلَا تُطِيعُوا أَمْرَ الْمُسْرِفِينَ. And do not follow the ways of the corrupt Satan. الَّذِينَ يُسْرِدُونَ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَلَا يُصْلِحُونَ. Those that created corruption in the earth and will never reform us. My brothers and sisters, they would reply like the people before them, إِنَّمَا أَنْتَ مِنَ الْمُسَحَّرِينَ. O Saleh, that you are from among those that have been bewitched. مَا أَنْتَ إِلَّا بَشَرٌ مِثْلُنَا. You're not but a human being like us. أَبَشَرًا مِنَّا وَاحِدًا نَتَّبِعُهُ. إِنَّ إِذَا لَّفِي ضَلَالٍ وَسُعُرٍ. Shall we follow a human being from amongst us? If we do this, then we shall follow in error and insanity. We will definitely be in the wrong. أَوَلْكِيَ ذِكْرُ عَلَيْهِ مِنْ بَيْنِنَا بَلْ هُوَ كَذَّابٌ عَشِيرٌ. Were you the only one left for prophethood? Couldn't Allah find anybody besides you? This is a lie, and you are a liar. Not only did they not believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but my brothers and sisters, the ringleaders mocked the poor Muslims and inquired ridiculously whether they were sure that Hazrat Salih alayhi salam was the messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They were saying, we do believe in that which Hazrat Salih alayhi salam has brought. My brothers and sisters, the Quran says, فَاسْتَحَبُّ الْعَمَى عَلَى الْهُدَىٰ, that the people of Thamud chose to remain blind against guidance. Finally, they, like the communities before them, said to Hazrat Salih alayhi salam, فَأْتِ بِآيَةٍ إِنْ قُدَّ مِنَ الصَّادِقِينَ. O Salih, show us a sign if you truly are a messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Show us a miracle. Hazrat Jarir al-Tabari rahimahullah reports that Hazrat Salih alayhi salam said to them, أَيُّ آيَةٍ تُرِيدُونَ, what type of sign would you like to see? Which miracle would you like to see? They replied, تَخْرُجْ مَعَنَا إِلَىٰ عِيدِنَا هَذَا, that come with us to our Eid, to our celebration, فَتَدُوا إِلَىٰهَا وَنَدُوا عَلِهَتَنَا, that you can pray to your Allah and we will pray to our gods, to our idols. فَإِنْ اِسْتُجِيبَ لَكَ اِتَّبَعْنَاكَ, and if your prayers are answered, if your Allah answers your prayer, then we the people of Thamud will follow you and believe in your Allah. وَإِنْ اِسْتُجِيبَ لَنَا اِتَّبَعْتَنَا, however, if your prayer is not answered and our prayer is answered, our God give us what we have asked for, O Salih, then you will have to follow us. Next day, it was their Eid and the people of Thamud took their idols with them, and Hazrat Salih alayhi salam also followed. The leader of the Thamud at the time was Jundah ibn Amr. Jundah ibn Amr said to Salih, Ya Salih, أخرج لنا من هذه الصخرة يقال لها الكاتبة ناقة مخترجة جوفاء وبراء. وصالح came from this mountain which was called كاتبة, a she-camel. And this she-camel has to be 10 months pregnant. And when it comes out, this she-camel has to give a birth to a young one which resembles the mother in body and stature. فَإِنْ فَعَلْتَ آمَنَّا بِكْ وَصَدَقْنَا وَشَهِدْنَا أَنَّمَا جِدَّ بِي وَحَقٌ. And Salih, if you are able to do this, we will believe in you and we will testify that what you have brought is haq and is the truth. As Salih alayhi salam made the promise, he said, لَإِنْ فَعَلْتْ وَفَعَلَ اللَّهِ لَتُصَدِّقَنِّي وَلَتُؤْمِنَنَّ بِهِ, that if I pray to Allah and Allah shows you this miracle, will you believe in me and will you believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? فَأَعْطَوْهُ عَلَى ذَلِكَ أُهُودَهُمْ, they promised Hazrat Salih alayhi salam that if he shows them a miracle, they will believe in him. Hazrat Salih alayhi salam prayed to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to show them the miracle they asked for. My brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala answered Hazrat Salih alayhi salam's prayer. The mountain shook and part of the mountain cracked, and out came the she-camel they had asked for. It was 10 months pregnant and it gave birth to a young one which resembled the mother in body and stature. On seeing this miracle, Jundah ibn Amr, the leader of Thamud at the time, embraced Islam and believed that the Salih alayhi salam was the messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Others were also attracted towards Iman, but the all disbelievers like Zu'ab ibn Amr stopped them and said that this was all a trick, and as Salih alayhi salam have casted a spell and this is not a miracle. Now that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has shown them the miracle, as Salih alayhi salam said to them, هَذِهِ نَاقَةُ اللَّهِ لَكُمْ آيَةً فَذَرُوهَا تأكل في أرض الله ولا تمسوها بسوء فيأخذكم عذاب عليم. that this she-camel is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and it is a sign of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for you. You ask to see a miracle, Allah has given you a miracle. So make sure you let this she-camel eat and drink in the land of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and make sure that you do not touch this she-camel with evil intentions, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will severely punish you. This she-camel was very large and very unusual in form. All the other camels were scared of the she-camel. Whenever it came with its young one to drink water from the well, all the other camels and animals would run away. On seeing this, Hazrat Salih alayhi salam said to the people of Thamud, هذه ناقة لها شرب ولكم شرب يوم معلوم. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decided and has ordered that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's she-camel will drink water from the well on the first day, and your camels and animals will drink water on the following day. Hazrat Jabir radiallahu ta'ala anhu in a marfu hadith reports, كَإِنَّ النَّاقَةَ كَانَتْ تَرِدُ يَوْمَهَا فَتَشْرَبُ جَمِيعَ الْمَاءِ وَيَحْتَلِبُونَ مِثْلَ الَّذِي كَانَتْ تَشْرَبُ. That a she-camel would come with its young one on its turn and drink water from the well, and it would drink all the water of the well. At the same time, it would give the same amount of milk. And thus on that day, the people of Thamud would drink the milk of the she-camel. And on the following day, the people of Thamud would bring their animals to the well. This is how the bounds were arranged between Salih and the people of Thamud regarding the she-camel of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. However, after a very short period, the people of Thamud broke the agreement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and said that this is our well. Why cannot our animals drink every day? And thus they decided to kill the she-camel of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The main conspirators were two women. One was called Saduqa. As Imam Tabari rahimahullah reports, فدعت ابن عم لها يقال له مصرة وعرضت عليه نفسها إن هو أقرى الناقة. She called her cousin مصرة, and she offered herself to him if he killed the she-camel. The second was called عنيزة, فعرضت بناتها الأربع على قدار ابن سلف إن هو أقرى الناقة فله أي بنات يشاء. She offered her four daughters to قدار ابن سلف that if he kills the she-camel, then he can have any one of her daughters in marriage. These two young men agreed to kill the she-camel, and they also gathered another seven people to help them. They hid waiting for the she-camel when it came back from its turn with its young one from the well. Masra shot an arrow at her, injuring the she-camel. Qidar ibn Salaf pounced with his sword and wounded her feet. All the nine put the she-camel to death and paved the way for the destruction of the entire community. The little one meanwhile, when he saw these people attacking his mother, ran away and climbed the mountain, prayed to Allah and disappeared. And it is this young one regarding which some ulama hold the opinion that it is this young one that is the beast of the end of time, and it is this young one that is going to come before the end of time and talk to people, and it is this young one that is referred to as the beast of the end of time and a major sign of Qiyamah in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and in the Quran in Surah An-Naml, وَإِذَا وَقَعَ الْقَوْلُ عَلَيْهِمْ أخرجنا لهم دابة من الأرض تكلمهم أن الناس كانوا بآياتنا لا يوقنون. These are the four opinions regarding the beast of the end of time, and there are others, though not as strong. How the most important thing as Muslims is that we believe that the beast is one of the major signs of Qiyamah, and that this beast will come before the end of time and it will talk to people. As the Quran says, وَإِذَا وَقَعَ الْقَوْلُ عَلَيْهِمْ أَخْرَجْنَا لَهُمْ دَابَةً مِنَ الْأَرْضِ تُكَلِّمُهُمْ أَنَّ النَّاسَ كَانُوا بآياتنا لا يوقنون. That when the world is fulfilled concerning them, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bring forth a beast which will talk to the people. This beast will appear when the earth is full of evil and sin. When mankind has changed the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when mankind has made halal that which was haram, and has made haram that which was halal, when mankind has stopped enjoying good and forbidding evil, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will send this beast, and this beast will talk to people. Imam Hakim Ash-Shah Rafi'uddin rahimahumullah say that this beast will come once the sun has emerged from the west, has risen from the west. It is on the same day that this beast will emerge and will appear. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, while the people are in the best of all the masajid, Masjid al-Haram, Mount Safa will crack and out will come the beast. It will be very strange in appearance and extremely huge. تَنْفَضُ عَنْ رَأْسِ الْتُرَابِ. It will shake the dust from its head and people will become frightened. فَرْفَضَ النَّاسُ عَنْ هَشَدٌ وَمَعَهُ وَثَبَدَتْ إِثَابَةُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَأَرَكُوا أَنَّهُمْ لَنْ يُعْجِزُ اللَّهِ. The people will become frightened and try to run away, but they will not be able to escape the beast. A group of people will remain, as they will know that they cannot escape and flee from the beast, and the beast will begin with them. In the hadith of Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, it has been mentioned, إِمَّعَهُ أَطَى مُوسَى وَخَاتَبُ سُلَيْمَانَ, that the beast of the end of time will have the stick, the staff of Moses and the ring of Sulaiman alayhi salam. I'm sure that you are all aware of the staff of Musa alayhi salam and what's so special about this staff. Very briefly, Hazrat Musa alayhi salam had a staff, and when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke to him and asked him regarding this staff, Hazrat Musa alayhi salam replied, أَتَوَكَّوْ عَلَيْهَا وَأَغُشُّ بِهَا عَلَى غَنَمِي وَلِيَ فِيهَا مَهَارِبُ أُخْرَى. Oh Allah, I lean upon it and I beat down leaves with it upon my sheep, and for me in it there are many other uses and benefits. Now this was a normal staff, and because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had planned to send Musa alayhi salam to Fir'aun, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him the miracle of the staff. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to him, أَلْقِهَ يَا مُوسَى. Oh Musa, throw down the staff. But as Musa alayhi salam threw down the staff, it became a serpent and began to slide like a snake. When Hazrat Musa alayhi salam picked up the staff, it became a normal staff. The beast that is going to come before Qiyamah will have this staff of Hazrat Musa alayhi salam, and it is with this staff that it will draw a line of light on the forehead of the believers. It will also have the ring of Sulaiman. As you are aware, Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salam prayed to Allah, يا ربي اغفر لي وهب لي ملكا لا ينبغي لأحد من بعدي. Oh Allah, give me a kingdom which you have never given to anybody before me and which you will never give to anybody after me. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala answered his prayer, and he was given such a kingdom that nobody has ever been given a kingdom like his to this very day. Whenever he marched towards a certain land, three armies accompanied him: an army of jinn, an army of birds, and an army of men. The air, the birds, and the jinn were all subjected to him. The Quran says, فَتَخَرْنَ لَهُ الرِّحْ تَجْرِي بِأَمْرِهِ رُخَانَ حَيْثُ أَصَابُ, that the wind was at his command, he would take Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salam whenever he pleased. His throne flew in the air. The Quran says, وَالشَّيَاطِينَ كُلَّ بَنَّاءٍ وَغَوَّاسٍ, that the jinn would make strong buildings for him and would even dive inside the seas and bring pearls for Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salam. وَعُلِّمْنَا مَنْتِقَ الطَّيْرِ, and Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salam could also speak the languages of birds and animals. He was also given a special ring, and the control of this kingdom lay in this ring. The beast that is going to come before the end of time will have the ring of Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salam, and it will seal the nose of every gun. It will travel through all the countries so swiftly that no searcher will be able to catch it, and no human being will be able to escape from it. It will put a mark on everyone. With as Musa alayhi salam stamp, he will draw a line of light on the forehead of every Muslim, whereby his face will become luminous and impressive, and with the ring of Sulaiman, it will seal the nose or neck of every kafir, whereby his whole face will become black. Thus, there will be complete distinction between the Muslim and non-Muslim, so that if many parties sat down on a dinner table, the Muslim and non-Muslim will look distinct from each other. Having done this work, the beast will vanish, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will know best where this beast will go. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين.